Sit down, close your eyes, and listen to my voice. You have one job now. You have to go back in time and think about your favorite dish that you had during your childhood. You know the one that made you more than happy? Do you have it? Well, mine were pelmenis. You might not know what it is, but if you choose to go with me through this journey, I will guide you through the history of this Russian traditional dish and share the recipe with you, and hopefully open up your eyes, because seriously, you need to try it. As you might have noticed, every country has their own dumplings. Asia has dim sums, Italy has raviolis, Ukraine has vareniki, Uzbekistan has manti, and well, Russia has pelmeni. But where does it come from? What is the history behind those little dumplings? Fun fact, ancient Greece were the first ones to mention a dish resembling to dumplings, which is why it is considered as the origin place of pelmeni. The word pelmeni actually comes from two different languages, which are not Russian, but native Finno-Ugric Kami and Yudmurt, and means ear bread, literally. Till today, we do not know exactly how this dish arrived among the indigenous Siberian people and how it generally emerged in the Russian culture. There are two theories about where those dumplings came from. The first one is stating that it is an interpretation of the Chinese jiaozi, and the other one is claiming that the Mongols brought this dish to Siberia. However, my grandmother strongly disagrees with this claim, and I honestly do not want to disagree with a Russian grandmother, so you can decide the theory you want to believe in. During the 14th century, Russian explorers discovered this national dish in Siberia for the first time, and since then it is one of the most eaten dishes in Russia due to the facility of cooking it. Nevertheless, pelmeni first became very famous among Russian hunters. Why? Because the meat was hidden in the dough, and they were thinking that the animals won't find the food in this way. Also, they're very easy to store. After the increase of the popularity of those little dumplings among Russian hunters, it's now very famous among families. Nowadays, it is something you can find anywhere in Russia, going from restaurants to supermarkets to almost every Russian household. Even I have pelmenis in my fridge, made by my grandmother, of course. But what are those Russian boiled dumplings anyways? Now you have to focus. Grab a paper, a pen, sit down and listen to the one of the most amazing recipes on earth, from a very objective perspective, of course. Jokes by side, I will share the recipe with you so you can have a better understanding of this dish. Pelmeni are meat dumplings stuffed with three kinds of meat, beef, lamb and pork. However, it is important to note that the fillings vary from family to family. You can imagine how much the recipe has changed during these years. The meat is hidden in the dough and frozen right after. If you decide to cook frozen pelmenis, then you just need to boil them like pasta, and it is cooked after 10 minutes. If you want to make those dumplings yourself, follow the following instructions that you can also find online, but now I'm sharing my grandmother's recipe, so it must be good. For the dough, you would need 1 glass of milk, not water as every website on the internet will tell you, 1 egg and a bit of salt. After mixing it, you need to add flour and mix till the dough doesn't glue to your hands anymore. A little hack that my grandmother shared with me is you should throw the dough against the table, a very aggressive but effective touch, and then cut the dough in half. The dough has to be a thin circle in the end. For the meat, you can either buy mixed minced meat or make it yourself by mixing pork and lamb meat. 50% of each, add 1 big onion, 2 cloves of garlic and a bit of salt and pepper. tell you how to make the actual dumplings. There are two ways. Either you have a special plate that makes the form, or you do it by yourself by making little circles with the help of glasses. Put 1 tablespoon of meat in the middle of the dough, close it in half, glue the proximities with your index finger, and then put the two ends together. My grandmother highly recommends to cook it in chicken stock. However, everyone has their own way of doing it. For example, my mother is just cooking it in water. You cook it like pasta. You boil the water and put the dumplings inside, either for 10 minutes if they're frozen or 7 if they're not. Little hack, wait till they're floating. This means that they're ready. You can eat it as a soup by adding sour cream, but in every household it's different. Some people eat it as a soup, some don't. Some add apple vinegar, or butter, or coriander, or lemon, but as I have mentioned several times, everyone has their own way of doing it. Now I'm going to share a little tradition with you. When there are festivities, there is usually one dumpling filled with something completely different, and it's called the lucky pilmeni. People choose different things. Sometimes they put chili inside, pepper, sugar, but you just feel that it's another dumpling. But what is this dumpling? Well, this dumpling is the lucky pilmeni, and it brings you luck. This traditional dish can be considered as something that is part of the mass food industry because you can find it in every supermarket and in big quantities. It is very easy to store, you can just freeze it, and you do not need a Michelin cook to make them. It is even a very popular student meal due to the low prices they have in the markets. While looking back in time, the dish did not experience a big evolution. The principle stayed the same throughout the years. The only things that change are very personal, like the choice of meat, dough, or spices. Now it's your turn. Try them out and impress your loved ones.